Welcome to week two of Jesus Revealed season two, where we are talking about Jesus revealed in purpose. And in week two, there is a sub theme that we'll be focusing on. And it's looking at the mission of Christ and more specifically, living with intention. So all is not lost around us, unpacking how Jesus is really can be seen in all life and in all purpose. But this week, as I've stated, we're looking at the mission of Christ and us now living with intention, or him living with intention, and how that reflects back into our lives. Today, I'm joined none other than another returnee from season one, Pastor Silva. Pastor Silva, welcome.
Good to have you, and thank you.
Thank you for being here, Pastor Silva. And in day eight, we are looking at Jesus preached the kingdom. And our scripture for this episode is found in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, and it reads as follows. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Pastor Silva, when we look at this passage, and when we look at our theme for this week and even today, what are some of the reflection points or things that we can look at from the scripture?
Firstly, we look at Jesus' public proclamation of the kingdom was the starting point of his ministry.
Yeah.
His message was clear. The time for change and renewal has arrived.
Yeah.
Your life, too, is an invitation to declare the good news of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Jesus' message builds on that of John the Baptist, which we read in Matthew 3, verse 1 and 2. In these days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judah, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." However, because we are made righteous in Christ, when we use our mouths to share the gospel with the unsaved, we speak more than words of encouragement. They are words of life drawn from the wells of salvation, and never tire in sharing the gospel like Jesus did. Your words, when be used by God, is like life giving water to a dying man.
Amen. I love those words about just the water, or looking at preaching about Jesus being the water and us giving life to dead situations, or those then that are dead in their sins.
100%.
And I just want to look at then the application around what that looks like in us preaching the kingdom, or preaching to those either that have been unreached by the gospel, or those that maybe have received the gospel but are downcast or going through moments of just valley moments. What does that look like, Pastor Silva?
You know, Jesus' first words he uses here was repent.
Mm.
This is the central message that we see throughout the gospels.
Yeah.
So he's saying that we need to repent. And we read this throughout the gospel. It is summarized here in one short, simple verse. Matthew 4, verse 17.
Yeah.
Jesus came preaching, and what he was preaching, Jesus said, "Repent." Mm. And he said to them, "Turn." This is the essence of Jesus' message to you and I, to me and to everyone on earth. Turn. Turn from your sins.
Mm-hmm.
Turn from yourself. Turn from your attempts to earn your way to God. Turn from your attempts to find fulfillment. Turn from your ways from sin.
Mm-hmm.
Turn from yourself. Turn from even your good deeds. Amen. He says, repent is to change one's mind.
Sure. That is a mouthful, Pastor Silva, especially around turning one's mind, because that is such a difficult journey. And it's probably a journey that takes 1,000 steps. And no steps are the same. And when it comes to us now sharing the good news to people, and even maybe letting our lives be a living testimony, how do we reflect that more and more with our lives?
You see, in Matthew 3 verse 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
John the Baptist came preaching, "Repent," and then he said, "Turn, to the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He calls for the people to remove the obstacles in their lives that might hinder them from receiving the Messiah and his kingdom. And then we go to Matthew 19, verse 14. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." And Jesus uses a metaphor of humility that one requires to enter into the entrance of the kingdom of heaven.
So you see,
Minister, when we reflect on these points and we try to understand what Jesus was saying to you and I, he says, unless you become like a little child.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? He says that you and I have to have humility.
Mm-hmm.
And those that are listening tonight, today, need to understand that Jesus is saying that you need to become like a little child.
Sure.
At the same time, John the Baptist says, repent, for the kingdom is at hand.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just now thinking about how when we receive it with that humility and how then we actively share that hope that we have now received in Christ, just as a point of reflection. I'm just thinking around how we can actively share the hope of God's kingdom just in our community. So you, Pastor Silva, I think more than a lot of people here at Salom, since you are one of our tribe leaders, you've seen just the benefits of sharing the gospel in the community. And just based on your experience, what does that look like? And how can we bring hope to the hopeless in our community when we share the gospel?
So we need to reflect on ways in our daily actions that can point others towards the kingdom.
Yeah.
And the first thing that we need to do, and those that are listening tonight, you have to pray.
Mm.
Your starting point will be prayer.
Yeah.
1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
Challenge us to pray continually.
Mm.
So number one would be that we need to pray. Then we need to, number two, we need to do our Bible reading.
Yeah.
It's too easy for you and I to rely on our pastors and our other leaders to feed us on God's word.
Mm.
But it is essential that you and I take the Bible and do our Bible reading ourselves.
Yeah.
And we need to certainly study the Bible to get revelation. And then we need to worship.
Yeah.
Worship is another important part.
Amen.
And in your worship, you can sing songs like, "Worthy is the Lamb." Then you got to go to repentance. Psalms 51 verse 10 says, "Create in me a clean heart,
Amen,
O God, and put a right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take the Holy Spirit from me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit."
Mm.
Repentance. Then you got to read a Bible verse and memorize the Bible verse.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you got to do. Then you got to do a praise. Praise songs like, "I sing praises to the Lord."
Amen.
So those are another important thing. And then lastly, I would say that you got to come to the Lord with a thankful heart, with thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks with a grateful heart."
Yeah.
There's so many things that one has to give thanks for.
Amen.
In this life.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Silva. And lastly, just to maybe try and bring it home, I think we all go through, as believers, just instances of how we are thinking around whether I am walking intentionally with Christ. And sometimes there's this pressure to do something big all the time. Very big expressions of our love,
correct,
of our worship, big expressions of
certainly.
Just... But, you know, there are also these small steps. Very small, but very intentional steps that we can take that ultimately pave the way into glorifying God.
Those are very important.
Yeah.
Those intentional steps are, firstly, one is to trust God.
Amen.
Trust God with all your heart, right? And you need to know that he says, lean not on your own understanding.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
he
says that your life is to produce fruit.
Hmm.
John 15, 5 and 8 says, "My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, living a life that adorns God's attributes,
Amen.
Put to his glory Amen. Daily. Then he says to us that you have to give thanks. Psalms 50 verse 23 says, "He offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving, glorifies me," an expression of gratitude to God, sets the glory on a pedestal. Thanksgiving directs our focus on the one who is the giver. And that is our Lord Jesus Christ. And He is the giver of every good gift, Minister.
That's right.
Then He says we need to continually to pray again. Pray. Prayer shines the spotlight of God's attributes of goodness in our lives. Okay? And then He says it, that we read in Psalms 50 verse 15. The Lord encourages us, to invites us to call upon Him, okay, for His goodness and omnipresence. And we thank God for this wonderful opportunity today.
We really
do. We can share these important aspects of making it intentional for one to grow in their spiritual walk.
That's amazing. Thank you, Pastor Silva. And I think what I like is that, you know, you can't run away from the basics.
Yes.
I mean, the basics of repentance, the basics of prayer, of Bible reading, of living a life that is filled with thanksgiving, a life that worships the Lord. Like, those are things that all the time, I guess, they get reiterated.
100%.
And there's nothing falling outside of those bounds.
100%.
Yeah.
Minister.
Yeah. And thank you so much, Pastor Silva. I think if there's maybe one thing that maybe we can call to action, or maybe inspire the believers and any and everyone that's listening to us, what would that one thing be for you, just as a nice walk away?
I would say that Jesus came and He says, turn and repent, for the kingdom of God is nigh. It's here. Mm-hmm. So one is to turn away from what you are doing.
Yeah.
Look at the opportunity and look at where you can grow, and areas where you can grow. You know, join, for instance, a small group or home fellowship,
come to
church regularly. And that is the way you're going to have to turn. And look at for people that will be able to encourage you. Amen. Like the word says, iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
And so I would say that get with people that is able to take you to the next level in your spiritual walk.
And that's very helpful. So thank you once again, Pastor Silva. And to everyone that's listening, please heed those words. There is nothing that helps more. I mean, outside of the basics that Pastor Silva, and another crucial element that he added is being amongst a group of believers, being in fellowship. As the book of Hebrews just emphasizes and exhorts that, let us not neglect that essence of gathering and coming together. So God bless you, Pastor Silva.
Thank you once again for having me.
Yeah, and thank you to everyone that has been listening to us from wherever you are. If this has been a blessing to you, please don't forget to like, subscribe in all our platforms. You'll find us on Spotify, on the Apple Podcast app. You can find us on YouTube. You can even find us on various other platforms on across the social media networks as well. So my name is Nkle Ngube, and God bless you. And see you next episode.